This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I am Doug. You can tell my voice from Jay's voice.
Can
her
you?
Voice. Yes.
I'm Doug.
Go ahead.
It's 7 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day radio program. Now, I don't have your dialect down.
No, okay.
No.
It's all right. Well, you've been around me for a while. You'll pick it up sooner or later.
I'll keep practicing.
Yes, you can keep practicing. So I've been taking to the woodshed. Before we talk about it, I go back to the Trump thing for a little bit. But first, I want to celebrate another old woman. Right? We've been talking about this 100-year-old woman who just has the best attitude about life and dancing and stuff. So here's another story about a woman who's 106 years old. 106. It's on the cover of Vogue magazine. In the Philippines, she is known as Maria Oge. She's one of the indigenous people live there. She is a tattoo artist, and she's 106.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Comes from a small mountain village. She's known for her tattooing technique. She uses a sharp stick and charcoal. I suppose that... how's that going to feel? I have any interest in getting tattoos. My son has a lot of tattoos. And I think most of you have some. And don't you have a couple of tattoos?
I have a couple, yeah, I have a few.
Yeah. So anyway, this woman has strength and beauty, and that's why she's being celebrated, say the people at Vogue. Yeah. So,
it's amazing.
God love them, these people, see? Yep, let's hear it for that.
Woo-ha!
Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow, who knows? All right, so I have, as might be expected, I'm not on the Trump bandwagon and kind of never really have been. It's okay. I hope it's okay. Some people think it is and some people think it isn't. I'm a traitor to radio, according to some. There's a group called Women for Trump. Have you know that group? Women for Trump. And one of the ladies that belongs to Women for Trump has taken me to the woodshed because I'm being un-American. After all, he was the president of the United States. There's nobody...
But you don't have to like every single president.
No, of course you don't.
You can still respect the acting seat of the president and what the president feels, but you don't have to be a fan of every single president.
No. So the question is going to come during the course of the discussion and the debate whether or not this indictment should disqualify Trump. So there's a new poll on the impact, if you will, the implications of Trump being criminally charged that shows, obviously, a deep partisan divide. There are, and it, you know, it depends on how, what you consider to be good news, a majority of the people who came, there was big support. There was, certainly... It's an opportunity for him, according to some, and others it's a big headache. But the majority of people in this poll suggest that it ought to disqualify him from being the president. Okay, so it's in a poll. It's an opinion poll. It's not based on facts. And most people don't make up their mind based on facts anyway. But there are other cases that have been compiled that are piling up on the, and is this a result? See, this is where the divide comes. It's because they want to get him because he's so successful and he was such a great president. Well, you can take that approach if you want, but then there are other things, and this is where the rubber hits the road for me, and the factual aspects of it. How do you know what really to believe. I think you can make, you can draw some conclusions by his actions on January 6th. And so the investigation, that's a federal investigation, trying to overthrow the election. And so there are a lot of people investigating Trump and his role in this, and whether or not he's guilty of trying to recruit fake electors, people working for him. And so the Justice Department is working on that. But because they're so political, everything is so political these days, I don't trust the judge. And I think that's where the public's coming down. You and I were talking about that, I think, off the air, Jay, where the public doesn't trust the system.
No.
And it's breaking down at every level because of how political it's become. Yes?
They can choose who they want to go after. It's not just the whole, like, this is the law, people must abide by it. Only certain people need to abide by it.
I think it's called selective enforcement. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Selective enforcement. Okay, so there's January 6th, and then there's Georgia. He apparently pressured, or it appears that the charge would be that he pressured the top elections official to find, what was it, 11,000, 12,000 votes, enough to overturn his defeat. And there were 75 witnesses, including Rudy Giuliani and Lindsey Graham, that basically came up with him. The prosecution say they should charge him with multiple crimes, and a number of other people beside Trump should be involved in this as well, i.e. Lindsey Graham and Donald Trump. I mean, Lindsey Graham and Rudy Giuliani. So there's those charges, attempted election fraud and racketeering and all that stuff. And then the case involving the handling of classified documents. That's a bunch of, that's bogus BS. As far as I'm concerned, people want to make something out of that. I think there's a little, I think the worst of all of these is the most obvious and the easiest one to get him on, other than whatever they're doing in New York, is the Georgia thing, where he told an official to find enough votes to get him over the hump. I think that's pretty obvious that. And so, you know, what's the Secret Service guy? He's got a Secret Service escort. So what do they do? They're with him whenever he travels. So the Trump jet comes to New York with the Secret Service agents on it. They go with him to Trump Tower. So when he comes out today and he goes up there, what happens when the New York police, the police say, okay, we're taking you into custody. So what do the Secret Service guys do?
I think they're still with him. I think they're still going to be with him.
They go with him up and to get the mugshot and all of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're assigned to him. I think that they have to be with him at all times. And all former presidents.
Really? Now, when I saw him down in Mar-a-Lago, there was nobody with him. He was walking around.
That you noticed. They could have been keeping their distance.
Okay, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, right. Okay, let's see here. 15 million Americans could lose their health insurance because of the expiration of the pandemic program that automatically extended Medicaid coverage to some people. Are you in that group? Who's in that group? I don't know. It's not an age thing, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No,
That's stink.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's another one of those things that came out of the pandemic. Was it overreaction, or was it just one of those...
And then even when you do have health insurance, you can't even get into doctors anymore. It's like whenever you make an appointment, it's a couple months before you can finally get in. And sometimes you can't even go see your doctor. You just have to go with who the first available person is. And that may be a 30-minute drive away.
So now you've hit a button with me. Last Friday afternoon on my way to the airport, I had an appointment to see a neurologist because I've had a couple of dizzy spells in the last 4 or 5 months, and I wanted to get to the bottom of them. And I'd seen this guy before when it appeared when some of the doctors, including Ken Kronos, thought I had a TIA, but I hadn't, and this neurologist got to the bottom of it, and so I wanted to see him about this. So I couldn't get an appointment. He has two offices, one here in my hometown of Framingham, and the other one is in Boston at Tufts Medical Center. So because I would have to wait 4.5 months to see him in the Framingham office. This was in December when I made the appointment. I said, no, I'll go to Boston and see him because I want to get to the bottom of this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Friday afternoon, I drive into Boston, and the traffic is unreal for whatever the reason. I don't, you know, it was just at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was horrible, horrendous. So, and I can't find a place because I don't really know where this is. I don't spend much time in Boston anymore. When I used to work there, I knew every street, I knew everything. But I don't, because they've, after the big dig, they tore everything down. And some of the things, you know, that you used for road signs are not there
the landmark
anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the landmarks. So anyway, I finally found my way into the building and into the parking area, and the elevator wasn't working. So I walked up the stairs. It was on the 8th floor. And I got there, and I was about 13, 14 minutes late. And I explained to the lady who could barely speak English that was behind the desk, behind the glass wall. I couldn't hear. She was mumbling, and then she, you know, sort of said something. And I said, I'm here for my 2:30 or 3:30 point, whatever it was. And she said, well, wait a minute. I'll have to call the doctor to see if he wants to see you. And I looked at her and said, what do you mean? She said, well, you're late. I said, yeah, I am late.
As if you wouldn't have been sitting in the waiting room for 30 minutes yourself.
Yeah, right. So anyway, the bottom line was that the doctor said he couldn't see me because he had something else he had to do in a few minutes. And I said, it's okay. I'll wait. And, you know, if I have to wait an hour, I'll wait. No, you can't do that. You can't be here. So the bottom line is after waiting almost 4 months for an appointment, getting in there, I mean, it's nobody's fault. I'm not blaming anybody. That was one of the things I left in what I thought was plenty of time to work my way through the streets of Boston, and it turned out not to be. So it isn't their fault. It just is indicative of what you just said. There's an appointment that I made 4 months ago. Now if I go back again, because I had another little dizzy spell when I was in California, and I found out from Ken it actually was the stuff that I was taking sort of a temporary thing. But now I got to start all over again and wait another 4 months. And even, is it worth it? You know, mm-hmm. I can find maybe other explanations in my mind. But you're right. The whole system is fucked.
It's absurd.
It really is. All right, anyway, food for thought. Hopefully you don't have that experience and you get what you need from your doctors. 18 after the hour.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
So Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, social media time. I don't know whether I should save my comments about artificial intelligence. The good place to have it is in these visits that we do with social media, the whole business of TikTok and who's calling out those people. There are most of the supporters of artificial intelligence and TikTok, interestingly enough, are of the same age. So that tells you that there's a naivete that surrounds the discussion of TikTok and what it's all about, and also artificial intelligence. Maybe there's a growth period that comes because many of us, when we are that age, think we know it all. And then we turn out later in life to acknowledge that, gee, I guess I didn't know it all. But also, well, that'd be too late.
I can speak on my generation. We grew up on watching TV, like The Jetsons.
Yeah.
That was just all filled with artificial intelligence. You had Rosie the Robot and all these things that the house could do. There was a Disney Channel.
There's George Jetson.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
There was a Disney Channel original movie called Smart House, where this family wins access to live in this house, which is completely artificial intelligence based. And of course, things go awry. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert, the house gets too smart and then wants to like trap the family inside to protect them and all of this.
Yeah.
But you see all of these things, and then you get to the point where it starts to become reality. We have the smartwatches and the Fitbits and different things that make our lives a little bit easier. But then it crosses the point to, okay, is it getting too far? Is it going too far? Jen and I discussed this week a story on a person who felt like the AI bot, the chat bot that they were using, was a confidant and ended up dying by suicide over fears of these eco-anxieties because of what the chat bot, the artificial intelligence, was telling them.
Man, yeah, how much of that is there around? All right, let's focus on some Facebook and other social media stuff. You can find us, by the way, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Happy birthday to Bob Page, who's a listener of the program, Deborah Peretti, Max Kulina, among others. So if you're having a birthday today, my friend Barry Barton has a birthday today. He's following us on Facebook for sure. I'm looking at Jay posted. I'm going to tell you a little about my own social media, facebook.com/Doug Steffens. There's a picture of my grandson and I. in front of a kind of an X-ray machine. Did you see that, Jay? Where are the hot spots in our body? What's going on? The color tells it all.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, really, it's kind of a silly little thing. And I posted a couple of pictures of the kids playing with me this weekend. Meanwhile, lots of posts. The bottom line, when it comes to the Trump indictment, there are a lot of people that are impacting our social media, as they are others. Here's a guy who says the statute of limitations ran out in 2018 on most of the charges. Attorney General Bragg doesn't have a jurisdiction on any federal charges. This will be a mortal wound for the Justice Department. It's a mortal wound. It's kind of a mortal wound all the way around, frankly. Here's another fellow that says, I think this mobilizes Trump supporters, gives them something to rally around. Yeah, there are some people who say, if you'll pardon the pun, this was all trumped up. Here's Sydney who says, I'm hoping this boosts his reelection chances because what we have now is horrific. So, you're right about that, sir. What we have now is horrific. But to have him as the other choice, and more I learn about DeSantis, I'll talk about that in the next half hour, the less I like him as well. Where is the, what have we done this to ourselves? Through social media, through the news media, getting these people that are not very good candidates. The best candidates don't make it through. And as one guy, Ronnie, says, Bragg is not a very bright lawyer. I think you're right about that. I think he's an opportunist. All right, thanks for social media comments here on Good Day 28 After.
When I say Francis Ford Coppola, you think The Godfather, right? Have you tried his wines? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Where I live, Coppola wines are $12 or $13 a bottle, sometimes less on end caps. If you're shopping for vodka, remember, it's merely vodka. All brands begin at an ethanol plant. Flavors aside, one big difference between brands is how fancy the bottle is. And those Belvedere and Chopin and Grey Goose bottles sure are works of art. It also matters how many times it was distilled. Browse the vodka aisle, and you'll see unfamiliar brands distilled 5, 6, 7 times. They get the job done nicely, and I say so after a rigorous series of tests. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump and GOP 2024 presidential frontrunner is accused of orchestrating a scheme to bolster his 2016 presidential campaign. Manhattan prosecutors allege the 45th president pleaded not guilty to the charges during an hour-long court appearance in Manhattan yesterday. District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
Earlier this afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned on a New York Supreme Court indictment, returned by a Manhattan grand jury on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree.
One of Trump's lawyers.
He's frustrated, he's upset, but I'll tell you what, he's motivated, and it's not going to stop him, and it's not going to slow him down.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
What makes a banana republic? It's not about what you did, it's who you are. Bill Clinton was president of the United States. He lied under oath about sexual allegations.
Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
Almost 35 at the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day Program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is here with me to enthrall all of you with knowledge, opinions, thoughts on the things that matter. We will tell you what the news is. Actually, Jay is more newsy than I am. I'm happy to tell you. Not only, you know, after the story, okay, this is why it matters.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do we think about it? What do you think? I know you are all entitled to express yourself and help yourself to that. Interesting that a lot of Remind me, James, actually, as we're doing the medical shows as well as the farm show, to use the number that connects listeners to the program, the essence of it, 855-999-DEC. But we're using it for all of the programs that I do, not only the Good Day program of American Family Farmer and Good Day Health. So
yeah, the Doug line.
Yeah, the Doug line. Think about what you're doing. The impact of what you do today will have some, I guess impact is the right word for it. It'll have some influence on somebody for a long time, whether it's you or people you love or people that are. You know, so I think carefully most of the time about the things that I say on the air because I know people listen and they judge our credibility, not by our opinions, although sometimes that does happen, but by what we choose to discuss. And so as we do get everybody involved, hopefully, in what we're talking about and what we're thinking, it brings folks in. And so I go to the whole business of Nashville, and this is kind of complicated because I want to bring two or three things into the discussion here, Jay. One of them has to do with the suspect herself. Is it her? Him? The suspect. At any rate.
It seems like she was transitioning to become a male.
A male. Oh, okay.
Born female, becoming a male. But when you hear a lot of the interviews from people who actually knew the suspect, I believe one of the best friends spoke out, they refer as her and she. They use the female pronouns.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it seems like the transition may have been something that was relatively new.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, the whole business about murdering at the Covenant School, she fired 152 rounds. Apparently, she had been planning for months to commit these murders. And so this lady named Audrey Hale had been a student there. We pretty much know all of that stuff. The thing that's distressing and distracting to some is the fact that the governor of Florida, Mr. DeSantis, visited a gun store, and that has certainly, he went to a popular Georgia gun store as part of a book tour. He's out campaigning for the presidency. And he, you know, went into this bookstore and people thought it was pretty insensitive. And those who were observing, this is not an objective point of view. It's subjective. I read a couple of things. Well, this is pretty insensitive. He doesn't seem to care. Well, how do you know what's on this guy's mind, what's in his mind, unless you ask him or unless he says specifically, this is why I went to the gun store. Ask him a question, see what he gives you for an answer.
Well, and he signed a bill. DeSantis signed a bill
for
carry concealed guns without a permit.
Yeah. Okay, so that tells you a lot. Carrying concealed guns without a permit, this is not... the more I learn about this guy, the less I like about him, frankly, and it brings me around to thinking about what it is that gets people to follow folks like this and where are the real leaders. This guy's not a real leader. If he were a real leader, he'd do as much as possible to bring people together. That, in my mind, is the definition of leadership. You bring people together to solve problems. You don't make problems or make them more. No, he's entitled to his opinion, for sure. But how much of that washes into what he does as governor of Florida or whoever is president? How much of Joe Biden's is his own priorities? How much of that gets laid into the work of the people in the White House on a day-to-day basis? And that's the answer to that is a lot. That's not really, if you look at the real reasons for people being president or holding elective office, it is to represent solely, to represent the thoughts, feelings, and interests of the people you serve, not your interests. Now, you can find people who align with you and your interests, but how do you know what people really feel and think unless you do like daily polling or reach out to your constituents.
But even so, it seems like there's a lot of conversations where two things can be true at once, and it just goes along the narrative of, well, it has to be this or it has to be that. We either have to choose to protect guns and gun rights, or we have to choose to protect our children. There's no conversation of how do we do both.
Yeah.
Because children should be protected, and I also understand...
More important than having gun... Well, I would say, is it more important to protect children if you have the right to carry a concealed weapon and not have a permit for the gun? Isn't that flying in the face of what we're all talking about in terms of having...
For genuinely good people and law-abiding citizens, it might make sense because they aren't the issue. But it's not discussing the people who are the problem, who are the issue of getting access to these guns, because a lot of times... People who go and do one-on-one crimes, maybe those guns were bought illegally, maybe they were obtained legally, but in terms of mass shootings, what we're finding are the majority of guns have been obtained legally, and whether or not it was in a state that needed a permit or not.
Well, I think those of you who live in Florida, who have had circumstances, know of people who have people in their family that may have been involved in shootings in various schools... there are a lot of people who said that he had the bill signing behind closed doors because he was a coward. That's just name-calling, as far as I'm concerned. What I really think people ought to know is where this guy, you know, the book banning, although I stood up for DeSantis because I thought some of the things that he was accused of, he really didn't do in the last 3, 4, or 5 weeks. You're going to become, you're a target. You're going to run for president, you're going to be a target. Trumpers are after him for this, that, or the other thing. They have a hard time separating him and his beliefs from Trump, and so that's going to be a problem because there are a lot of things that the two of them believe in that are pretty similar. When you really go down the checkoff column, check, 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 check. I will tell you, though, there's one thing that stands out above all else when it comes to DeSantis, and that's what happened in the Disney, the so-called, I call it the Disney District. You know, back in the 1950s, Walt Disney opened Disneyland in California. He barely had enough money to get the thing open. It was just barely, you know, he borrowed from everybody, but it was his dream. And he was in, he just said, I'm going to do this, and he just did it. He had a lot of drive. He did a lot of things. The success of the Disney company today, which bears Walt's name, is nothing like the Disney company that was set up when Walt Disney wanted, you know, he produced movies, obviously, television programs, did Disneyland. He wanted people to be happy, and he presented happiness. That was his whole thing. He was a day and night, worked 24 hours a day, died as a young man, 65. He had lung cancer because he was a chain smoker, among other things. But the idea of what he was trying to create and what he did, in fact, create, spread from California to Florida. In the mid to late 60s, under a number of corporate names, the Disney folks bought up a whole lot of land in the Orlando area, in Kissimmee and those counties around there. And they were able to create, because the land was worthless, pretty much. They paid nothing, next to nothing for all of it. And they convinced the state authorities at the time that because they told them, you know, a lot of this stuff was done sort of undercover, so that nobody really knew who it was. There were a bunch of dummy corporations set up to buy all this land, but they were all Disney dummy corporations. So they buy up all of this land, and the state lets them create their own government. So they have something, I've forgotten what it's called. It was like the Reach District or something. I've forgotten. But it was such an entangled web, but they were all under the umbrella of this one corporation, and they set up their own government. They set up their own rules. I mean, they were able to do everything that was good for Disney and to set up this thing so that they'd be insured of success. So fast forward after everything gets built and all kinds of tax benefits and that sort of thing. So DeSantis decides he's going to take on Disneyland, Disney World. And so he breaks up this entity that controls all of these communities and is very pleased with himself. There's a board of directors now that's loaded with people who are his pals, people who are extraordinarily, extraordinarily right of center. And so he thinks, man, I got this. I'm going to take, I'll show those Disney guys. We're going to tax them. Meanwhile, the stupidity of doing that, the state's biggest employer, you know, why would you try to alienate some? Well, because they have no place else to go. We can get them. Well, it turns out the lawyers that work for Disney are a lot smarter than the lawyers that work for DeSantis. Because at the end of the day, Jay, I don't know if you've heard this story or not. At the end of the day, after all the hoopla and all of the stuff over the last couple of weeks, you know, there's been this focus on what's DeSantis doing to Disney World and what's going to happen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the lawyers for Disney found a law that's like 100 years old that allowed them to create this district. And in the creation of the district, they excluded the right of any other government agency to interfere with what they're doing.
Really?
So in essence, what DeSantis tried to do and what everybody thought he was successful at doing, the Disney lawyers have turned it around so that this board of directors has now been negated and tossed out, and Disney is back in charge again because they had smarter lawyers than the governor or the government of Florida. So have no fear, folks. Disney World will not disappear. 48 after the hour here.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com
or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Good Day Health Time. Dr. Jack does a couple of podcasts, one of his own that he does at his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. A lot of the features on his daily radio program that he does in Salt Lake City. So you can catch that, plus our podcast of Jack and all the things that he talks about. Most recent one is a focus on the things that you cannot get in the grocery store because of what now is at the grocery store, all the processed foods. And I think there's something this week, Jack, about processed foods and what it does to our longevity. I don't think there's any news there unless you've been out to lunch for the past 50 years and watched all this stuff develop. Anyway, so we also have in the Good Day Health podcast with Jack, the download, part of the discussion that Jack had with Dr. Arthur Benjamin, who was talking about artificial lens implantation, that sort of thing. And as an example, the guinea pig of that was me, but Jack had it done as well. So I have a good stimulating conversation on what this is all about. So catch all the Good Day Health Show podcasts available. They are there free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Kind of cool. Program brought to you in part by Calitrin. Take it consistently and be a winner when it comes to weight loss. Go to their website, toploss.com. So is it true that vitamin D helps your brain function better? What does vitamin D do? And does it make a difference whether it's D1, D2, D3? How many different vitamin Ds are there, Jack?
Well, it's just like the same thing with thyroxine. T1, T2, T3, T4. T4 is the active form. T4 is the storage. T3 is active for thyroid function, for thyroxine. With vitamin D, the only real form that your body can use has to go through conversion, some of it in the liver, some of it in the kidney, till it gets to the final point where your body can use it if you're taking it from an oral substance. If you're out in the sunshine and your body is making vitamin D through the photosynthesis through your skin, then it's a much easier process to take care of. Mother Nature took care of us for that. Mm-hmm. But vitamin D, it's listed as a vitamin. You know, they discovered vitamin A first.
Yeah.
And then they discovered, and that's why it got
B, C, D, E.
Well, they thought vitamin D was one of the B vitamins.
Huh.
Because it was similar to some of the function of a B vitamin. So it was originally called one of the Bs until they realized, looking at it a little deeper, that it's actually steroid-based.
Really?
And so there's some argument out there, well, argument, but discussion, that vitamin D should be listed as a hormone more than it should be listed as a vitamin. But, you know, it's a vitamin D, and it's going to probably stay vitamin D. But it has a very powerful steroidal effect inside the body. And not only...
But we don't always associate steroidal use in your body or ingestion as being good.
Well, a lot of hormones are steroid-based.
Really?
Yes, they are. And so a lot of the hormones that come out of your your adrenals and some other hormones in the body are steroid-based. The steroid that gets the bad news is synthetic steroids.
Yeah.
So they make it in the laboratory, so it has a steroidal effect. In other words, it stimulates a lot of different functions in the body besides just answering some kind of a nutritional deficiency type of problem. And so with vitamin D, my goodness, you can't absorb calcium without vitamin D. That's its number one job. And and calcium is so important for your immune system. But vitamin D helps to strangle the bad kinds of vascular developments that occur in cancerous tumors. High vitamin D people usually have far less problems with the kind of tissue development in the body that you don't want.
The exposure to the sun, you and I have talked about this because I'm out in the sun from this time of year until the fall a lot, sometimes 6 hours or more a day.
Yeah.
And I still have not had when you test my blood, I don't have enough vitamin D, it would seem, although I think my brain is functioning pretty well. I think I'm pretty healthy, and I think a lot of it I've learned in talking to you and Kent, because he agrees with you on how important vitamin D is. It does keep you from getting, and whether you take it as a supplement from Standard Process, which is the company that you recommend, you don't want synthetics, but you can also get it a lot of fish, right? And eggs.
Yeah, well, it's in cod liver oil.
Yeah.
That's one of the best sources, is cod liver oil.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you're not in the sun enough.
There it is. Yeah, well, I got a little of both. Dr. Jack Stockwell, again, brought to you by the folks at Calitrin, the natural way to lose weight and keep it off. Check it all out at... I just lost my train of thought because I got somebody whispering in my ear. At toploss.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.